So you have to have individuals who are growing at the same pace. Everybody's got to be focused on growth. And anybody who doesn't want to grow, that's a huge challenge for a practice. That's a huge challenge for a business. It's a huge challenge for somebody who's trying to make a difference in their life.
I've seen what transformation is like, and this guy is doing it for all of our All-Star seminars. So I think the Monday motivation kind of gives you a little taste. And he always says, when you come to an event, you're going to be what?
Drinking from the fire hydrant.
All these fears. I can't hire people, inflation, quiet quitting. They're like, this is why my practice isn't doing well on my team. No, none of that is reality.
Welcome back to another episode of Dental Marketing Theory. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want. But if you don't have your team aligned and on the same page with you, and you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to be able to grow the way that you want. Today, I'm super excited to have this conversation with Alex and Eric from All-Star Dental Academy, and they're going to be breaking down what they do at their company and how it brings exact, precise results to you and how it influences you. And they're even going to be sharing all their free resources, which I'm really excited about. And you're going to have to stay tuned to find out what those are. Stay tuned. All right. We are live and I'm excited because you know what? I live an awesome life and I live an awesome life because I get to do awesome things. And the reason I get to do awesome things is what you're about to witness right now. So I just got done having a podcast with Alex and Eric on their show. And then we're immediately hopping over here to our show today to share all the awesome stuff that they're doing in the dental industry. So thanks so much for coming on, guys. I would love for you, Alex, why don't you tell us how a little bit about you guys, a little bit about your podcast?
Yeah. And I changed shirts. You guys didn't. So if you watch both, you'll see. Great. So our podcast is Dental All-Stars, and I'm going to give you a tour about our podcast in a moment. We are All-Star Dental Academy. I'm the CEO and visionary, and Eric is our president of coaching. And I like what we did on the podcast before, so I think it'll be great for this group to hear about how we accidentally got into dentistry. So we kind of went through that. Gary, do your listeners know? Join us. We'll start with you and then we'll end with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So first of all, let's frame it for the audience. Every question, this podcast, I always ask everybody, how'd you get into the dental industry? And the one thing that I've learned is that except for dentists and hygienists, everybody's here on accident and nobody ever pushes back on that. I make this statement now as a matter of fact. And so for me, I used to do marketing for everybody and their mom, except for dentists. And then one day I started working with a dentist, they 4X their office. And then now I only work with dentists. And the other caveat of this rule of everybody's here by accident, once you're here and you're entrenched, you're not allowed to leave. So, and people try, I see all the time, people try to leave the dental industry and guess what always happens? They always come back. Usually takes about a year or two, but they come back. So that's how I accidentally ended up here. Alex, how about you?
Well, I'm going to defer to my president of coaching.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Sorry. So in kindergarten, I'm Eric Vickery. In kindergarten, I used to draw pictures of teeth. And so that's how I ended up in dentistry. No, totally kidding. No, I graduated with a business degree, met my wife in college and her dad is a dentist. And here we are. That's how accidentally I got into dentistry, fell in love with it when he brought me on board to manage his practice over 20 years ago, 25 years ago. We doubled his business by doing the things that we teach at All-Star, exactly what we teach. We just took it and said, all right, we just got to be better at converting. We got to be better at case acceptance. We got to be better at customer service. The clinical skills he had down, but nobody knew he did. So how do we talk to patients? How do we communicate?
Hey, got an important announcement for you. We are hosting the second annual Full Arch Advantage event where you learn to create, convert, and close more full arches so your office can grow the way that you want. This is going to be in partnership with BioHorizons, and this is our second year, but the important part is it's going to be virtual, so you don't have to fly out, buy hotels, travel with your team. You can just register and block off the days and watch virtually. And right now we have early bird pricing. It's never going to be cheaper than right now. I don't even have a discount code because it's so cheap. It's only $199 right now to register, and it's for your team. It's for your dentists. It's for your treatment coordinators, your dental assistants, and your marketing managers. And you're going to learn a ton of stuff to grow. Last year's event had a 74 MPS score, which is amazing. And the feedback was really, really good. So if you're looking at leveling up, we have a ton of new content, a ton of new automations and things that you can add to your practice to really grow. And we're going to be going over a lot around sales and executing on the phones to make sure that you can grow the way that you want. So don't miss this. Go to Full Arch Advantage right now and sign up. This price will not be around for long.
And that's part of how I think you got attracted to us. We have the same philosophy, service over sales. And my father's a dentist. And ever since I was a little lad, he said, don't be a dentist. Insurance companies were a problem, corporate dentistry for him as well, the economy. He didn't know how to run a business. And he said, be a lawyer, MBA. I did all that. So I joke, you can trust me, I'm a lawyer. I don't practice. Law's a pain in the butt. And I ended up working for Tony Robbins. I was one of his top business coaches. I wanted to be a Fortune 500 CEO and all that great stuff. But my father's business was facing bankruptcy and I offered to help. And he said, sure, I don't have any experience in dental. Let's give it a got. And I sent a lot of business to the office through marketing and they weren't converting. So I brought my wife, who then was my girlfriend. She was a Bloomingdale's trainer. She was also a sales manager. And I brought her into the business. She's like, there's no systems, nothing. I'm taking over. And we took a $1 million business, brought it to $2.4 million in 18 months. And it was such a wonderful experience helping my dad. I used to drive in and be like so grateful to do something that meant help a good person and make a difference. And since then, I made the assumption that, naive assumption, that dentists are all like my dad, and they are. They're loving people. They care. Actually, they're better at business than my dad. I set a very low standard, but a lot of them do need help and they want to make a difference and they acknowledge it and they're open to learn. And, you know, since, I don't know, over 10 years ago, we've helped over 25,000 practitioners. We are business member benefits with the Academy of General Dentistry, the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, and we just love to share and learn. I was just talking to one of my partners earlier about how wonderful we are here at All Star, that it's a whole community. Our leaders, sometimes they confuse Eric as the CEO. I don't care. It's just a community of great leaders. It's not one, it's a mission. We all are here to serve and share, and the members are part of that mission. We're here together to make a difference and to give dentists the ability to compete and create the life that they want. Where I joke that you can have a boring life. They all want it. Where I come to work, I love what I do. I love the people. I make good money and I have a good work-life balance. Some people want drama, but we're about no drama. So that's a little bit about us. And I thought that would be fun for this podcast introduction to Dental All-Stars to kind of give you a little bit of a tour, what we're doing at Dental All-Stars, the podcast. And I think that can kind of start some conversations about what we're talking about. So as of this recording, unless I change it, being a visionary, Gary, much like you, I'm always changing things and I drive my team nuts, but they work with me. They're very respectful. But as of right now, we're doing 5 days a week. Okay. So Monday is Eric Vickery, our president of coaching. He's been with me since the beginning, pretty much. And he's amazing. He also leads our events, and Gary has given us some great information about events. He's a rock star at events, so we're so grateful for learning from Gary. He's also our president of coaching. So Eric, tell us a little bit about on Mondays, what are people going to hear on your podcast piece of Dental All-Stars?
So the weekly Monday motivational moments will be about a 3-minute video or a podcast that you can listen to ahead of time as a leader and then listen to with your team. That's going to create action that week to direct you towards growth. So our transformation through training with integrity. And that's just a great way to start your week and get your team focused on a specific topic for the whole week that you can lead them.
Well, what are some examples of some things that you have talked about?
Yep. So this week has been the results formula. So for example, you know, you're either on growing or declining. There is no in between. There's no plateau. There's no coasting. The only people who are coasting are declining. So talk about what are the areas you want to grow this week? Or we've talked about your mental toughness. You know, your mindset is your most valuable tool. How are you starting out your day? One of my favorites was the No Snooze Club. That got a lot of people getting excited. What do you mean you don't hit the snooze button? Yeah, we're in the No Snooze Club, and the neuroscience behind what the alarm clock does to your brain in the morning, and how that triggers you the rest of the day. How's that affecting you by the time you get to work and you go through traffic? And so having some real, I think, life growth opportunities that translate into the business world is what we're trying to start each week out with.
Yeah. And Eric also is our seminar leader. And so a lot of this is the type of stuff that you get. And, you know, Eric is so reserved, I would say, in this context. Wait till you see him live. He is phenomenal. He is so, I mean, he's funny here, but live, he is a hoot. He is amazing. One of the best speakers I've ever seen. And it creates an experience for you. Remember, I've seen Tony Robbins. I've seen what transformation is like. And this guy is doing it for all of our All-Star seminars. I mean, that's his thing. He leads that. So I think the Monday motivation kind of gives you a little taste. And he always says, when you come to an event, you're going to be what? Drinking from a fire hydrant? Is what you
drinking from the fire hydrant. Yeah, there's so much stuff coming at you. You're drinking from fire. It's like you listen to Gary talk, how fast Gary talks. You
know? It's like Gary's the same level of type of speaker. So that's Mondays. Tuesdays, Gary, we do hiring typically. So we have Robin Reese is our director of hiring services, our director of the hiring service at Allstar. So we help offices hire, which is a big deal. And we're always getting full fast because it's so hard to hire. We do it for you. We don't do the live one, but we do the Zoom, everything until we do the background checks. We do the onboarding. We give you an onboarding checklist and we can help with onboarding if you need, but we give the entire process there. But she's giving, I know, because a lot of people want to do it themselves. I get it. When you do the cost benefit analysis, right, Gary, you would agree. It's better just to hire somebody to help you hire. But if you want to do it yourself, every week she's giving these 3 to 5, 7 minute, same thing like Eric, on hiring, on HR, on culture, and also how to keep people so they don't quit and you don't have to let them go. So that's Tuesday, is everything hiring and HR and culture, right? And then you can learn more about our hiring service at allstardentalacademy.com/hiring. And then we also have allstardentalacademy.com/events is Eric, the events now, as well as coaching. So y'all on the website. Wednesday is when we have guys like Gary Byrne on. We have the juggernauts of dentistry, right, that we interview. I have Uchi. I was just listening to his podcast again, all about the microbiome and health. We have Rachel Wall. I know he's been on your program, Gary, a few times. And so all the best people come on Wednesdays. We're interviewing them. That's the longer episode. Monday, Tuesday are short. Wednesdays are more in depth. Thursday is going to be our coaching core, or Heather, our VP of training and partnerships. She created the phone skills program. So she's talking about phone, customer service, or Ritz-Carlton experience. And so you're going to get her, you're going to get our VP of business development, or one of our coaches is going to be on there. Oh, actually, that's been moved to Friday as of today. Our chief product officer moved it to Friday. So Thursday is me. I was Friday. Now I moved to Thursday. So Friday is me, and it's short, to the point. It wasn't even my idea, by the way. I didn't change it. Somebody else did, which is rare. So I'm Thursday as of now, and that's mindset. It's getting right to the point, monetization of issues, leadership. I also do MBA type level training, all that stuff, and just a good kick in the arse for dentists. I'm not as gentle or as patient as the others. So that's the kick in the butt Thursday. So that's the tour of our, I just realized, Gary, because we have so many KOLs in All-Star, I'm just like, I don't want it to be just about me. I want to share the best in dentistry like you and everybody inside of All-Star that have different divisions. It's like little companies within companies. And it's great.
Yeah.
So that's the tour,
Gary. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great. And so who's like the ideal person that listens to your podcast? Who's the kind of dentist or team member that's like, you know, I tune in every single week?
I'll tell you this. It's pretty broad, our audience. Everywhere from the single practitioner to the multi-location practice. But we even, and team members, I even have people that aren't dentists. I have even people that are members of ours that are plastic surgeons, chiropractors, cosmetic surgeons, and so on. We have people, because I know the dental, don't let the dental scare you. Because if you take away dental, except for some of the, I call DDS, dull dental stuff that Gary and Eric will do sometimes, get into the weeds. If you take away that, which is like 3%, and the word dental, it can apply to any business. So anybody that wants to improve on personal and business development, moving towards, right, Eric, our goal is transformation. And transformation means to make significant growth in a certain area. And we believe that transformation can be planned. And if you follow the things we talked about, I had a program that went out, and it's on a replay on our podcast, the 5 steps to an all-star practice or all-star business. So to answer, it was a long answer to your question, but pretty much anybody, I mean, yes, we're geared to dentists and it's going to help dentists a ton because it's dental, you know, we use the verbiage, but I have people all over the world that are different businesses that love it. And everybody says to me, Alex, you should go outside dentistry. And we talked about that, I think, either here or on your podcast. No, we don't have to, because we still can help in an ancillary way. Everybody, we can make a difference. But dentists, there's so many dentists that need love, and we're here to, right, Eric, provide them love.
Yeah. So I think it's anybody who wants to grow, because the practice isn't growing if the individual isn't growing. So you have to have individuals who are growing at the same pace. It's like that the practice is the roof on the pillars. and your team members are the pillars. And if you're growing at a different level or a different pace, that roof starts to lean in certain areas, you know, hygiene struggling or new patient flow struggling, whatever. Everybody's got to be focused on growth. And anybody who doesn't want to grow, that's a huge challenge for a practice. That's a huge challenge for a business. It's a huge challenge for somebody who's trying to make a difference in their life. So Alex talks about amazing things that are just about life. They're just about how do you become a better human being. I do a little bit of that too. And it's all translating into growth for dental practices or businesses.
Yeah,
I so
think
awesome. All, and then,
yeah, go ahead, Gary.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Well, two things. And then before we end, I want to talk about the Silent Killers, a link towards that, a resource. But remind me at the end. But one of the things, and then is that a lot of dentists and even non-dentists will tell me that we love using your YouTube channel or the podcast as sometimes training material for our team to start today. We do have one of the top, I would say the top online training program, especially on phone and scheduling and practice management that's systematized for that. But even a good start for the listeners is listen, but you might have some really good podcasts that you can use at least as a starting point for training your team. Because we're really mission-based, which means that, yes, we would love you to be part of our membership and part of All-Star, but we believe as long as you're training and coaching and doing those things, like we don't, I mean, yeah, we want you to come with us, but we would rather you train with something that's free or somebody else than not doing it. Because that's going to make dentistry better if you're doing that. So we just try to keep a broad perspective. And much like you, we give away so much free stuff that if you like your free stuff, wait till you see when you pay for things as well. But we don't hold
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
We just give you tons of stuff. Where I was just commenting yesterday with my CPO about this. It's like, my goodness, podcasts, videos, free ebooks. It's great. I'm happy for dentistry. I'm happy what we're doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we take the exact same approach as like give everything away, tell everybody how to do it themselves. And the ones that need help, then we'll meet them where they're at and help them grow. And then you don't have to ask too, right? Like I hate having to like buy my stuff. Like I don't, it's like you either see the value in it or you don't. So tell me a little bit about this Silent Killers. I'm really interested in that.
Yeah. So I do a webinar. I'll give you an overview of it. I do a webinar, allstardentalacademy.com/webinar. And what that does is I go into detail about the Silent Killers. So I don't want to give them away, but I'll start just yet because I can spend a whole session on it. We could do another podcast just about the Silent Killers, but there are things that, so for the general practitioner, okay, their biggest threat is going to be the economic situations, corporate dentistry, and as well as staff-related issues and so on. And I'm not saying corporate dentistry is bad because I know you work a lot with a lot of corporate practices and DSOs. They're not. I don't like the ones that are cost cutters that are providing lower than the standard of service, but there's some ones that are great out there that are providing great service and at a good, you know, at a good price. Now, the issue is corporate dentistry, and you say corporate, just people that know business, let's just say. A group of people that know business yeah. are saying, guess what? You can be terrible at the business of dentistry and slip into money. It's that easy to make money in dentistry. You have to try to like lose money in yep. dentistry. You have to be a terrible communicator, which there are. That's why Eric does disc training and all that in his seminars for All-Star. But but corporate's saying, listen, you guys are all over the, we can do it better because we know business than you and be much more efficient, thereby squeezing some extra money for shareholders. Okay. So any corporate's going to move into that if you're not going to do it right. That's why what we're training is giving you the ability to at least compete. And corporate doesn't mind competition, but you can compete. Now, you have advantages of smaller practices and smaller DSOs have advantages that when they hear something cool that you, Gary, say, or Eric, I say, they can move on that quickly. They can change their entire organization in one moment. I can do that. I can say, guys, I want to change. We do. There's no bureaucracy. They can move and change. So you have an advantage. So, but all this said, all these fears, I can't hire people, inflation, quiet quitting, all this stuff. They're like, this is why my practice isn't doing well in my team. No, none of that is reality. Okay. There's three silent killers that I talk about. Okay. And the reason I call them silent is because they're happening, but you don't see them. You don't appreciate them. And they're sucking money from your business. And Gare, when you hear them, I'm not going to tell them because you'll watch the webinar. When you see them, Gare, you're going to go, yeah, because some of them you talk about, okay? They're not silent for you, who's a business guru, But for the average dentist, it's like, really? And when you add them up and you add the multipliers, you're like, wow, if I can just do this, it's unbelievable.
Huge. So I think I always tell people this in dental. If we partnered with a dentist and said, we're going to open up a dental office, the failure rate on that is 10%, meaning there's a 10% chance we fail, right? If we started any other business in any other category, in anything, in you name it, right? There's a 90% chance
we're going to fail. It's the opposite. Yeah, exactly.
Well, dental offices are franchises, is what I say. When we study franchises, the reason franchises are so successful is because they're all there. And it's phenomenal what you're saying, a 90% success rate. And imagine if they have all the systems involved and the support that goes up, and not just success. We want to thrive. Because remember, you can slip and fall and find a way to make some money and a living. But we hear dentists that are still struggling. When do I pay a paycheck? And my father was like that for many years until we were able to double his business. But they will accept a certain level of mediocrity. So yes, it's 90%, but they'll just accept that I'm just getting, and they're getting paid less than their hygienist, right? Because they don't know how to run a business. And I hear that sometimes, and it's sad. So, and a lot of it is self-created, guys. Look, what I would also, what Eric and I realize, and Gary, you too, because you speak directly to a lot of dentists as well as us, when you get all down to it, it's mindset, it's worldview. I mean, we're all having a blast together, sharing ideas, positivity. When we have a problem, how can we make it better? But when you get down and you get deep, there are certainly unfortunate situations that happen that you have to find a way around. That happens, it's like, and we feel, and there's a way, and sometimes it may be too difficult. But a lot of times, it's we are in our own way. And what I think all three of us realize, even though we've made some great progress, we're always working on our mindset and getting better, because our biggest barrier to growth is ourself, period.
Yeah. 100% with you. That's spot on. This is really, really good. How do people find your podcast? And even more importantly, how do they connect with you if they have questions?
So allstardentalacademy.com, and we have a very easy form you fill out. And then if you fill it out, everybody starts, you know, is available to you to support you with respect to that. And we talk about, like I mentioned, the events on the website. We have the coaching, the hiring, all that there. Definitely subscribe on Apple. I say it in, right, the Apple Podcast, Spotify, YouTube. We're there as well. And I think what a lot of people say to me is, when they see this webinar, Dental Practice Excellence, where we talk about the three silent killers, allstardentalacademy.com/webinar, then they will be able to, that gives them a great perspective of a lot of things we're talking about. It just makes it intangible. What do I do next? It gives them a few things to really chew on that can make a big difference in their practice. And then that kind of gets you into our community, where you just get a lot of resources. Just have fun there. I would say the webinar, have fun on the website, go what you're interested in. We love supporting you. Share with your friends and keep learning, keep growing, keep supporting Gary and his great podcast and all the greats out there. And we're so grateful to be here. Gary, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys go check it out. You guys are going to learn. If you like our podcast, you're going to love their podcast, because they even go deeper into these topics, and it's awesome. So thank you guys so much for coming on. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you for having me on your guys' podcast.
Yay.
That's awesome. Thank you, Gary.
All right.